If you find yourself single today, you are not alone. 40% of adult Americans are single, which reflects a huge cultural shift. And there are many factors that go into that. And today we're going to talk about that and practical dating tips for the modern world. I'm Whitney Cobrin, dating and relationship expert, and I love helping single people find love. And if you are single, maybe you've been dating, maybe you haven't been, there is so much challenge right now in this modern world. There is the fact that technology has proliferated and the rise of dating apps has made it easier for people to meet and connect. However, it's also led to some challenges with ghosting and just very transient attitudes and hookup culture. Not only that, but we're at a time right now where only a few people used to be on dating apps, and now everybody is on there. So it can be really hard to filter through the massive population and find your person. Today, we're going to be talking about 2 of 6 practical dating skills. And the first one is about yourself. Your relationship with yourself sets the tone for all other relationships in your life. So the first thing is self-compassion. Hopefully you know this and you've heard this before, that we can only love others as much as we love ourselves. And if you are dating and picking yourself apart, judging, criticizing, oh, I need to lose 10 pounds. Oh, look at these wrinkles. Oh, who's gonna want me? That is a recipe for disaster. Because the way that you talk to yourself, the way you feel about yourself, you are going to attract a partner that treats you that way and feels that way about you. And if you don't, if you do attract someone that really loves you, it can be really hard to accept their love, receive it, and take it in when you really don't feel that way about yourself. Self-love can be a very amorphous and confusing topic. There's so many different aspects of self-love. And one of my favorite tools for practicing self-love is self-compassion. So let's talk about self-esteem for a minute, because everybody knows that it's easier to date when you have high self-esteem and when you're confident. But self-esteem is not a great thing to be chasing after. Yeah, it's great when you have it. If you have high self-esteem, at any given moment, because let's face it, it can go up and down. If you have high self-esteem, it means that you feel good about yourself, your abilities, and how you compare to other people. So if you are judging how good you are based on other people and how you compare with them, then you're already robbing yourself of a real loving relationship, because you're already judging yourself and comparing yourself to others. And there's an old saying that comparison is the thief of joy. And this is so true. It really is. We all are unique and we all have our own talents and we all have our flaws. Nobody in this world is 100% perfect. You're never going to be. So we need to practice self-acceptance. First of all, some people don't even accept themselves. Some people are really self-loathing. And if this is you, then my heart goes out to you. I feel for you. I have been there. I have been in the dumps and feeling like crap about myself. And it sucks. It really does. It affects every area of your life. And the biggest thing that helped me change my relationship with myself was self-compassion. Treating yourself with kindness, understanding, patience, and compassion. And it can really help build your confidence when you don't have to be perfect and you don't have to meet some outlandish expectation. Also, practicing self-compassion, not only will you be treating yourself that way and therefore attract somebody else that's going to treat you that way, but it will allow you to be more compassionate with others. And this is a huge problem right now in the modern dating space. Everybody is judging everybody. This whole swiping culture is yes, no. Everyone is comparing whether they're good enough or not. And we need to add a little humanity into this. Really, these are people. And I'm not saying that you have to settle or give somebody your time and energy that doesn't deserve it or that's not someone that you want to be spending your time with, but we can treat everyone with compassion. If you pass by a homeless person, you don't have to engage with them, you don't have to give them anything, but you can still have compassion and empathy in your heart to know that it must be hard, right? Let's just say it that simply. It must be hard. So if you're swiping and you see someone that you're like, oh my God, are you for real? This is ridiculous. And you find yourself judging them, see if you can have a little bit of compassion, a little kindness, a little empathy, and just realize that, hey, it might be hard to be that person. Maybe if you got to know them, you would see that more. And again, it doesn't mean you have to give your time and energy to everybody, but just leading from your own compassion in your heart can be so liberating and freeing when you don't have to be judging yourself. Now, I know that this is a really hard habit to change. And if you have been this way where you judge and you criticize yourself or others, you might just be thinking, that's my personality, that's who I am, this is just who I am. But I know because I have worked with hundreds of women and helped them to change their pattern. And it's very, very, very powerful when somebody's able to make this shift. And it is possible for anybody. Might take a little more time for some than others, but it is possible to learn how to treat yourself with compassion. The other benefit of self-compassion is that it counteracts our stress response. So not only are you giving yourself love and kindness and, you know, whoop-de-doo, that might sound a little bit soft and not very impactful, but the reality is that practicing the steps of self-compassion, which I teach in my programs, will actually counteract your stress response, your fight, flight, or freeze response, and bring you back down to a healthy, level-headed place where you can then make the next decision, take the next action. Because when we're stressed out, we make bad decisions, especially in our love life. Haven't you ever gotten really stressed out and yelled at someone or snapped at someone or been really rude? Yes, I know you have because we all have. The other practical dating skill that I want to talk about today is empathy. So, empathy and compassion go hand in hand. It is a travesty right now that when people are dating, they completely wall up, they guard themselves, they guard their heart, they're very protective. And I get it. You've been hurt before. You don't know if you can trust these people yet. But as long as you keep your heart guarded, protected, under lock and key, unable to show emotion, then you're never going to have love. Let's face it, love is an emotional thing. You can connect with somebody physically and not have love. You could connect with somebody mentally or intellectually and not have love. the only time that you are actually going to create a loving relationship or have love for someone is when it becomes emotional. So there is this paradox where nobody wants to get emotional when they're dating. They want to wait until they've, you know, figured out that this person is the one or whatever it is. I've worked with so many people and I've seen this over and over and over again. And everybody has their different reasons for this. But it's just so important to be able to be vulnerable. And when vulnerability meets acceptance or empathy from somebody else, that is the basic formula for intimacy. And I'm talking about a broad general intimacy, not any one particular kind, but intimacy, intimate. When you feel close to somebody, when you feel seen and heard and known, then it is only when there's vulnerability and acceptance or empathy for that vulnerability. So if you're struggling right now with dating or avoiding dating or just haven't found the right person yet, or maybe you've been married and you're going through a divorce and trying to get back out there, I would highly recommend reaching out to me. I do a complimentary discovery call with anybody that is interested in these programs, and we can figure out where are you, what do you need, and how can we get you there, so that you can finally have the amazing relationship that you want, or so that you can have a really fun time dating. Because yes, dating should be fun. If you're dating right now and it's not fun, then we should definitely talk. So there will be more in an upcoming episode, but for now, keep in mind these practical dating skills for the modern world: treating yourself with self-compassion and having compassion and empathy for others. See you next time.